So good morning, everybody. I'm hoping you can hear me clearly. So I've just suggested for those of you that are just joining that this morning, over and above dedicating the merit and energy of the practice to Mama Toto, that if you have anybody in your life that you know that might need some extra healing, please feel free to, send a bit of love or your thought, a thought during the practice. Sometimes they just spontaneously come up. I have a good friend down in Melbourne who really needs some healing right now. So I'm dedicating some of my practice to Lynn. So if you'd like to write it up on the chat is a really nice way of doing it so that you can, it's sort of like making a pledge and gives a little bit more energy to the intention. In the meantime, if you'd like to settle in, so find a comfortable seated position. Making any movements, adjustments that you need to for now so that you can sit still through the practice. We're going to be exploring the practice of the Zed pattern or Z pattern. It's a Zen Buddhist practice and it appears to be quite simple in the way that we practice this, but it has quite profound effects on us. I thought I might read a prayer from Pixie Lighthorse's book, Honoring, Prayers of Honoring. This one is called Honoring Divine Stillness. So thank you for every beautiful day of the week and the hellish days too. Thank you for chaos so that we may know disorganization as a friend and motivator and find peace there. Thank you for urging us to create time for sitting in it. Lead us to the trailhead to take the quest. To find the holy in the mother, the burning bush, the light at the end of the tunnel, the dragon guarding the treasure, the reason why. Help us take the journey and sit down for many rests along the way. Help us get so quiet that we can feel our soul salt coming to the surface to be known. Send in Fox so we can follow her noiseless footprints to the place in the forest where the din of civilization has died all the way down. Help us remember the way to walk efficiently and stealthily until it's time to rest. Find us sitting at the base of the inexhaustible tree, which whispers so softly that we must learn a whole new way of listening in order to hear it. Flash us your lightning to keep us awake and lucid, because it is difficult not to fall asleep. Help us breathe in the unknown and breathe out peace with what will come before it does. Condition us in the ways of placidity. Float us on the lake when there's no breeze so that we may come to center-pointedness. Plant us in the desert sand like a flag of completion for just a little while until the guardians of the east call us forth again into action. Let us again or always remember how to come back to this place. Teach us that after we've walked without sound for many miles and sat listening for many more, that it will be time to tell the story. Help us find access to your pure calm inside of us. We know it's there somewhere. Turn your attention now to the physical body. Take a moment to think of the Mama Totos and anyone that you know that might need some healing. Take that moment now to dedicate your practice. Be aware of your physical body sitting very still and quiet. Notice your foundation, your feet, legs and pelvis, your buttocks. Feel the strength with ease of that space. Be aware of your torso, upright and straight. And your arms and hands and fingers. Allow your hands to rest gently on your knees or thighs, and you may like to take a mudra, the chin mudra with the thumb and index finger together with the palms facing upward, or gyan mudra, thumb and fingers together, thumb and index fingers together, palms down. Be aware of your spine. From the very center of the pelvic floor, energetically, all the way up to the eyebrow center. Be aware of your head, your facial expression soft, like you're gazing at a sleeping child, with love and respect. Feel your whole body settling, relaxing. If there are any areas in your body that feel a little tense today, just take some time in that area and breathing softly, gently into that space. Release the tension. Let it lift off like a veil and drift away. Now turn your attention to your breath, just observing the natural breath as it falls in and out of your body. Make no effort with the breath. Notice if there is a need or want for you to control or do something to the breath. And if so, just relax that effort, relax that idea. Just watching, observing the breath. Keep relaxing the body. And each time you feel you're attempting to do something to the breath or add something to the breath, let it go. And begin now to count the breath. So each in-breath and out-breath is one cycle of the breath. We're going to count each cycle of the breath from 1 to 20. And when you reach 20, you'll go back to 1 and count to 10. And that is classified as one round. So counting each cycle from 1 to 20 and then 1 to 10. And you're going to do that 3 times. Let go of the urge to add to the practice or do anything else. The idea is to count each breath. You may notice as the practice unfolds that the breath begins to change. It may get lighter. It may get longer. The pauses between the inhalation and exhalation, or exhalation and next inhalation, may lengthen. Just watch, observe, and count each cycle. 3 rounds. 1 to 20, 1 to 10, 3 times. The mind drifts into thinking. Come back to the breath and counting. You may like to continue with one more round, or just allow yourself to fade all of your awareness into Chittakash, at the dark space in front of your closed eyes. Just observing the dark space. Allowing the mind to be quiet. Be aware of yourself entering into the space of divine stillness. Relaxing, settling. Give yourself permission to be quiet and still. And just be. And if you have drifted away, come back to the dark space in front of your closed eyes. Notice the feeling of your body in stillness. Notice your breath falling in and falling out. Be aware of your whole body. And again, take a moment to reflect on those that you've dedicated the practice to today. Re-establish that connection. And then begin to listen to the sounds around you. Remember where you are. And when you feel ready to, you can open your eyes, and the practice is now complete. Om Shanti. And have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you.